coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now we have come to the time for prayer.
现在是我们祷告的时候。
我们天父上帝，我们今天很恭敬地到你的面前来，我们相信你是保护我们的上帝，你也是引领我们的上帝。求主今天与每一位听众同在，使他们研究这些课文的时候，从里面可以得到很大的帮助。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 72，
第72课。
Turn with us in book number 2 to lesson 72.
请翻开第二册书到第72课。
And the subject of lesson 72 is
第72课的题目是
Principles of a Happy Home.
快乐家庭的原则。
The Bible says in Ephesians 5.
圣经在以弗所书第五章说
Wives,Be subject to your husbands.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫。
As to the Lord.
如同顺服主。
For the husband is the head of the wife.
因为丈夫是妻子的头。
As Christ is head of the church.
正如基督是教会的头。
His body.
像他的身体一样。
Husbands, love your wives.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
As Christ loved the church,
正如基督爱他的教会。
And gave himself up for her,
并且为他而舍弃自己。
Even so, husbands should love their wives,
做丈夫的也要爱你们的妻子。
As their own bodies,
如同爱自己的身体。
No man ever hates his own flesh,
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子。
But nourishes and cherishes it.
总是保养顾惜。
Let each one of you love his wife as himself.
你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样。
And let the wife see that she respects her husband.
妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
This is according to Ephesians 5, verses 22 to 31.
这是以弗所书第五章22到31节。
Marriage is a partnership in homemaking.
婚姻乃是一种合伙建立家庭。
This good work takes patience.
这个良好的工作是需要忍耐。
As well as effort.
也需要努力。
Though head of the house,
虽然身为一家之首
，The husband should not be dictatorial.
但是丈夫也不可以独断独行。
We speak of a dictator.
我们提到这种独裁者。
The husband should not be dictatorial.
他做事情，丈夫做事情的时候不可以独断独行。
He should treat his wife with love and respect.
他应该以爱心和敬重的态度对待他的妻子。
As an equal,
认为他是与自己平等的。
In any partnership,
在任何的合作里头
,there may develop differences of opinion,
都可能产生不同的意见。
Let this not lead to a rift,
但是却不可以让这个导致一种裂痕
,between the couple,
在这夫妻之间。
In love,
应该本着爱心
Each should try to see the other's view
每个人都应该要致力于了解对方的观点
Should one note that the other has become offended by any remark
如果一个人要是发现对方因为自己所说的任何话而至于被触怒了得罪了
there should be a willingness to apologize.
他就应当乐意去道歉。
Never, never harbor resentment.
绝不可以怀怨。
To harbor resentment is to keep resentment in the heart. Make things right every day.
每天都要把事情解决清楚。
Never deceive each other.
绝不可以欺骗对方。
Or utter an untruth.
或者说什么 不诚实的话。
If mutual faith is broken down between partners,
如果合伙的人彼此之间的信心要是被破坏了，
Real danger lies ahead.
前面就会有真正的危险。
Children should be considered as a precious heritage from God.
孩童们应该被认为是从上帝那里得来的一种宝贵的产业。
Our task is to train them for usefulness on this earth.
我们的工作是应该训练他们，使他们在今生有用。
And for a home in the new earth.
因为在新世界里头的家庭做准备。
What a solemn responsibility.
这是一种多么严肃的责任。
The increase of juvenile delinquency around the world.
在世界各地这种少年犯罪情形的增加。
Can be largely blamed upon parents.
大多数都可以怪他们的父母。
Whereas,The mother should be at home with her little ones.
母亲本来应该在家里头跟她的孩子们在一块儿。
We see both parents working.
但是我们看见父母亲两个人都是工作。
Leaving the children to grow up on their own.
让这些个孩子们自生自灭，自己长大。
Yes, on their own means by themselves.In other homes,
还有的家庭里头，
children must live in an atmosphere of suspicion.
这个孩子们必须生活在一种猜疑的气氛之中，
and constant wrangling,
或者是不断的争论这种气氛，
between the parents.
就是在父母之间。
Still other homes,
还有家庭，
have been disrupted.By divorce.
已经被离婚所分裂了。
When a child feels unloved,
小孩子要是感觉到没有人爱他，
or insecure at home,
或者是在家里头不安全，
he will turn for companionship outside of the home.
他就会到家庭外头去找同伴去了。
Here are a few basic principles in child training.
在教养孩童的时候有几个基本的原则。
Number one.
第一个。
Give the child not only food and clothes.
不单是要给孩子们食物和衣服。
But much love and companionship.
也要给予他们爱和友谊。
Two.
第二。
Children should obey at all times.
应当时刻要孩子们顺从。
This training should start With infancy.
这种训练必须在婴孩时代就开始。
The scripture says,
圣经说，
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
For this is right.
这是理所当然的。
Ephesians 6:1.
以弗所书六章一节。
Be reasonable in your demands upon the children.
你对孩子们所有的要求要合理。
Considering his age and abilities.
应该想到他的年龄和他的能力。
Do not threaten.
不要威胁他。
Deliberate disobedience should always bring punishment.
故意的不顺从应该一定会招致刑罚。
This is a law of life.
这乃是人生的规则。
Thus it is with civil law.
国家的法律也是这样。
So also with laws of health.
健康的规律也是一样。
Three.
第三。
Discipline should be fair.
处罚要公平。
It should be administered with love.
应该是出之以爱。
Never punish in anger or raise the voice.
绝不可以在生气的时候刑罚他们，或者是要提高你的声音。
Many times, reasoning with the child
你常常跟孩子们理论
will bring better results than punishment.
会比刑罚会带来更好的效果。
The goal to be reached is for him to see his mistake.
所要达到的目的就是让他看出自己的错。
And choose obedience.
并且选择顺从。
For,
第四
parents should be in agreement.
父母亲两个人应该意见一致。
Uphold each other's decisions.
应该互相要支持对方的决定。
This will increase the respect of the child for both parents.
这样就会使孩子们对父母亲的敬重会增加。
Should there be a reason for disagreement?
若是有什么理由，父母亲彼此不同意。
Do not show it before the child.
不要在孩子面前表示出来。
Discuss it privately afterwards.
应该在事后私下的讨论才对。
Five.
第五。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians 6:4.
以弗所书六章四节。
Some foolish parents tease their children.
有些愚蠢的父母，他们就作弄他们的孩子们。
In order to see them get angry.
为的是要看他们发怒。
Little wonder if they grow up with an evil disposition.
难怪他们长大的时候有一种恶劣的性情。
Never allow yourself to become angry with a child.
切不要让你自己向孩子们发怒。
Anger only begets anger.
怒气只会产生怒气。
Let there be much instruction of the Lord in our homes.
在我们的家里面应该多有主的教训。
True the saying.
这个俗语说得好。
The family that prays together stays together.
就是在一起祷告的家庭就会永远在一起。
Number six.
第六。
Be absolutely truthful with a child.
对孩子们要绝对的信实。
Keep the promise you make to him.
你所应许的你应该做到。
Just as sacredly as you would a business contract.
正如同你所定的这种商业合同是一样的慎重。
When a parent fails here,
要是父母亲在这一方面没有做到，
and loses the trust and faith of his child,
以至于失去他儿女的信任和依赖的时候，
he has lost something that money cannot buy back.
他就失去了一些个金钱所不能买回来的东西。
Seven.
第七。
Watch your example.
要注意你的榜样。
Children are great imitators.
孩子们是非常善于模仿的。
Be as polite as you wish your child to be.
你希望你的孩子怎么样有礼貌，自己就应当怎么样有礼貌。
Be as honest.
你也要照样的诚实。
Be as clean in your language.
言语也要照样的清洁。
Remember that little ears hear a lot that adults think they do not hear.
请记住那些小的耳朵会听见很多大人以为他们听不见的事情。
Take care not to gossip or criticize others in the presence of the children.
我们要留心，不要当着孩子们的面搬弄是非，或者是批评别人。
Six.
第六。
Guard your child's leisure time.
要注意你小孩子们空闲的时间。
With books, magazines, and pictures.What books, magazines, and pictures are feeding his mind?
你现在正用什么书籍、杂志或者图画来喂养他的脑子呢？
Are evil moving pictures?
是不是那些个邪恶的电影？
And worthless radio programs?
或者是没有价值的无线电节目？
Leaving their marks on the tender character?
在他们那个娇嫩的品格上留下了斑痕呢？
Know well your child's friends.
你应该很熟悉你孩子们的朋友。
And where he is playing.
也知道他们在什么地方游戏。
Far better to keep the children busy at work.
宁愿使孩子们忙碌的工作。
About house and yard
在家里面或者在庭园之中
than to let them run about too much
这样比让他们跑来跑去要好得多了
Nine
第九
Rely upon God for wisdom
要依靠上帝的智慧
to handle every difficult situation
要来处理每一种困难的事情
If we do our part faithfully
如果我们要是忠实地尽我们的力量
We can rest upon the promise in Proverbs 22:6
我们就可以依靠箴言22章第六节的应许了
Train up a child in the way he should go
教养孩童使他走当行的道
And when he is old
就是到老
He will not depart from it
他也不偏离
Let us look now at our vocabulary words.
我们看我们的生字。
There are 11 to this lesson 72.
第72课的生字一共是有11个。
Number 1.
第一个。
Partnership.
合伙。
2.
第二。
Rift.
裂缝。
Rift. 3. Juvenile.
少年。
Juvenile. 4. Delinquency.
犯罪
Delinquency. 5. Wrangling.
争论
Wrangling. 7. Insecure.
不安全
Insecure. 7. Companionship.
友伴
Companionship. 8. Discipline.
处罚
Discipline. 9. Disposition.
性情
Disposition. 10. Imitators.
模仿者
Imitators. 11. Situation.
处境
Situation. Right, I'll read the lesson over to you in English.
我把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 72, Principles of a Happy Home.
第72课。
The Bible says in Ephesians 5, Wives, be subject to your husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, or his body.Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her. Even so, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. No man ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.Verses 22 to 31 of Ephesians 5. Marriage is a partnership in homemaking. This good work takes patience as well as effort. Though head of the house, the husband should not be dictatorial. He should treat his wife with love and respect as an equal. In any partnership, there may develop differences of opinion. Let this not lead to a rift.Between the couple. In love, each should try to see the other's view. Should one note that the other has become offended by any remark, there should be a willingness to apologize. Never, never harbor resentment. Make things right every day. Never deceive each other or utter an untruth.If mutual faith is broken down between partners, real danger lies ahead. Children should be considered as a precious heritage from God. Our task is to train them for usefulness on this earth and for a home in the new earth. What a solemn responsibility. The increase of juvenile delinquency around the world can be largely blamed upon parents. whereas the mother should be much at home with her little ones, we see both parents working, leaving the children to grow up on their own. In other homes, children must live in an atmosphere of suspicion and constant wrangling between the parents. Still other homes have been disrupted by divorce. When a child feels unloved or insecure at home, he will turn for companionship outside of the home. Here are a few basic principles of child training. 1. Give the child not only food and clothes, but much love and companionship. 2. Children should obey at all times. This training should start with infancy. The scripture says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Ephesians 6:1. Be reasonable in your demands upon the child, considering his age and abilities. Do not threaten. Deliberate disobedience should always bring punishment. This is a law of life. Thus it is with civil law, so also with laws of health. 3. Discipline should be fair. It should be administered with love. Never punish in anger or raise the voice. Many times, reasoning with the child will bring better results than punishment. The goal to be reached is for him to see his mistake and choose obedience. 4. Parents should be in agreement. Uphold each other's decisions. This will increase the respect of the child for both parents. Should there be a reason for disagreement, do not show it before the child. Discuss it privately afterwards. 5. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Some foolish parents tease their children in order to see them get angry. Little wonder if they grow up with evil dispositions. Never allow yourself to become angry with a child. Anger only begets anger. Let there be much instruction of the Lord in our homes. True the saying, "The family that prays together stays together." 6. Be absolutely truthful with a child. Keep the promises you make to him just as sacredly as you would a business contract. When a parent fails here and loses the trust and faith of his child, he has lost something that money cannot buy back. 7. Watch your example. Children are great imitators. Be as polite as you wish your children to be. Be as honest. Be as clean in your language. Remember that little ears hear a lot that adults think they do not hear. Take care not to gossip or criticize others in the presence of the children. 6 or 8, guard your child's leisure time. What books, magazines, and pictures are feeding his mind? Are evil moving pictures and worthless radio programs leaving their marks on the tender character? Know well your children's friends and where he is playing. Far better to keep the children busy at work about house and yard than to let them run about too much. 9. Rely upon God for wisdom to handle every difficult situation. If we do our part faithfully, we can rest upon the promise in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, we thank God for our homes.
我们要为我们的家庭感谢上帝。
For our companions and for our children.
我们家庭里面所有的伴侣以及我们的孩子们，我们要感谢上帝。
I trust you will put these principles into effect in your own home.
我相信你会将这些原则在你的家里面实行出来。
May God bless you each one is my prayer.
愿上帝赐福给每一位，这是我的祈祷。